Hey, today it's day four. I'm hoping that you guys have been working through the short videos that I've been sending you the last three days. Today is day four. So here's what I'm expecting at this stage of our journey. I'm expecting that at this point, depending of course on who you are and how long you've been in business, but I expect that one of the questions you're probably asking yourself is, I like these ideas, but how do I approach these people? How do I talk to them about these ideas of getting some of them to invest in my business and all of that? So today I thought I should give you a bit of guidance in terms of how to carry yourself. I think the most important thing here is how you carry yourself as you have these conversations. Again, today's video is gonna be pretty short because most of it is the stuff that what I'm gonna share with you here, it will be easier when you actually study it yourself and then you practice it yourself. So I'm gonna take you through my favorite negotiation checklist that I created a few years ago. This is what I use, this is what I've been using all these years to negotiate deals. And I make this available to a lot of people. I've made this available to over 1,000 companies in South Africa. Today, I'm making it available to you, particularly for this program. So what is this? It's basically a 60-second close that deal checklist. It's what it's about. It's really about managing yourself when you are having a conversation. I don't want you guys to be salesy about this. I don't want you guys to be salesy about when you're having these conversations with people. I just want you to just talk from the way you would talk to a family member. When you've got something that just makes sense, something that is really good for them, you don't try to read a sales book to do that. You just talk to them about something that you believe is actually in their best interest. So that's the approach I want you to take with these. But I want you to manage yourself. I want you to manage the energy that you bring into these conversations. So I'm giving you this checklist below this video. This full checklist is there. Please download it and read through it, okay? And try to learn this and try to remember this before you talk to anybody about some of these ideas, trying to get people to invest money in your business or anything you do for your business. I would highly recommend that you go through this checklist first. It only takes 60 seconds to go through these things. So shall we do that very quickly? Let me just take you through it quickly, but you'll read it and try to really make sense of it yourself because I really want you to master these. Okay, so I'd like you to print this. It's only one page, by the way. As you can see, this is the cover page, and then this is the one page, and then the rest is basically just my bio, okay? Of course, you don't need my bio because you know me now, but it's just that the way it was packaged, it just had my bio. But this is the page. This is it. It's just literally one page. So I want you to print this page and go through this checklist before you talk to anybody about your sales or anything you do in your business, where you want to do business, or as you use these ideas that I'm sharing with you. So there are 10 things here. The first thing is that neediness. The one thing that is a killer of deals in business is neediness. You always want to avoid this at all costs. So when you talk to people about the opportunities that you have in your business, like some of the things I've shared with you this week, I want you to avoid being needy. Don't be desperate for them to do business with you. Be indifferent, you know, be okay with whether they invest or not, because they will invest for their own reasons. Your desperation will come across on their side and it will make people very uncomfortable. So just be real, just be you, just be okay with whatever decision they make, okay? So yes, you want the deal, but never be needy. Neediness is a weakness in business negotiation. Needy people lose control and make bad decisions. Two, focus. Focus on the genuine need of your prospect. In your case, when you invite people to invest in a product that you're creating or service that you're putting together or an offering, whatever it is you're doing, do not be desperate for them to say yes because you want their money, but focus on the difference that this can make in their lives if they actually did agree to put money in your business, because this would be a good investment for them. They would get good return by doing that. Of course, I assume that you already have something good you know, your business is good, you've got something good to offer, right? That's just the basic assumption on my part. Otherwise, I wouldn't expect anybody to go. I would at least warn anybody who doesn't have anything good to be going around and saying to people, hey, invest in my business, when they know that they don't have anything of great quality. You know, so that's basically, I'm coming from a place of assuming that you've got something good to offer. So focus on how what you have could really, really, really impact their lives, okay? And number three, some of course, this was designed for salespeople. So some of these things are kind of tailored more around selling, like the part that says highlight their need at least three times during the meeting. You don't really have to do that for this, you know, but you can highlight it. Just focus on what's in it for them rather than what you need. Number three, no, right? Never fear the word no. If anything, I encourage you to go out there looking for people to say no to you. Because if you are comfortable with people saying no to you, it means you'll have no fear. You can talk to anybody, you know. Like if you could, one of the major reasons why you're not going to succeed with this program is fear. Is the fear of saying, oh, but can I do it? Can I talk to people? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You keep postponing it. Now I want you to go out of your way to actually talk to anybody, so that you can have as many people as you can get saying no to you. Because what that will do, it will teach you that no is not gonna kill you, okay? It will, because business is really about, you don't only do business with people you know, you do business with a lot of strangers. You meet people you've never met before. You never met me before we did business together. You just met me and then we did business. And had I not been comfortable to talk to strangers, we wouldn't be doing business. You wouldn't be learning this, okay? So be comfortable with no and go out of your way to get as many people to say no to you as possible. Yes. I'm saying here, be wary of an early yes. Skilled negotiators know that yes can betray your neediness. Stay calm. Don't get excited. Challenge an early yes with a series of confirmations. In your case, fortunately, you don't have to do anything. If somebody says yes, just make sure that they mean it, okay? Ask them questions like, okay, when are you gonna transfer the money, today or tomorrow? You know, but you don't really have to challenge, you know, an early yes, because they don't have to say yes. Most of the time, it's easy for people to say no when it comes to their money than to say yes. So again, this is easy for you, but just make sure that they commit and be specific as to when they'll transfer the money. Maybe is terrible in business, you know. You never want to leave a meeting with a maybe, because maybe is not a decision. It's actually people just saying, I don't know how to decide, you know, give me time, I don't know what to do, right? So try in a very gentle way to say, look, you don't have to say yes. If someone says, I'm not sure, can I think about it? Look, say to them, look, you really don't have to say yes. If this does not feel right for you, just tell me no right now. You know, just tell me no, so that you don't have to sleep on it and think about it. And then because here's the problem, part of the problem with maybe, is that now it puts you in an awkward position where you always have to be chasing and following up, and then they stop taking your calls. You don't want to do that. So just say to them, look, make it easy for yourself. Just say no. If you don't think this is a great opportunity to partner with me in my business or to invest in my business, this small amount of money, just tell me no, so that we can just both be free. Because if you say, let me think about it, then I'll have an expectation on my side and I'll keep following up, and then it's going to be a bit awkward too. So just put them at that position where they can just be comfortable saying no to you, okay? So maybe is really not a great thing. Clarity. Some of the best deals start with no, okay? Whoever says no needs to own their decision and give an explanation when requested. So in this case, it's important that you make sure that people are clear of what your proposition is. You don't want people to say no to you simply because they really don't understand what you're offering. Make your communication so clear and so basic and so simple so that people can make an informed decision based on real understanding of what it is you are proposing to them, okay? So clarity is key. You know, again, I've already touched on the next part, number seven, rejection. So never fear rejection, really. I want you to be comfortable with this, because people who fear rejection, unfortunately, they don't take action. And when you don't take action, failure is guaranteed. You know, successful people, they get rejected every day. And they get rejected because they put themselves out there. You know, they get rejected many times, but guess what? They get what they want eventually. Okay. So in this case, for instance, if I can challenge you and say, take all the ideas I'm teaching you in this program and go talk to 100 people, you may find that maybe 90 people can say no to you, but 10 people can give, what if 10 people give you 10,000 rand each? Does it matter now that the 90 people said no? Because now those 10 people giving you 10,000 rand, that's 100,000. Which one would you focus on? Would you be focusing on the 90 people that said no? Or would you be rejoicing on the fact that you were able to raise 100,000 from just those 10 who said yes? So for me, fear of rejection is actually a waste of energy and a waste of time. Okay, so do not avoid this thing. Please avoid this. You know, do not put yourself in a position where you don't do stuff because of fear, you know, because it will guarantee your failure. I promise you that. Number eight, compromise. You know, again, in your case, this doesn't really apply because your proposition is very clear. Here, it doesn't matter if, let's say, you were asking them for 10 grand and they said, I can only give you 5. That's still money you didn't have. So number eight doesn't really apply to you. You really don't have to compromise per se here, because everything is just a negotiation. If they don't like your return that you are promising them, then it becomes a negotiation. You would, and if they want to negotiate for a higher return, then you can decide based on whether it makes business sense or not. So number eight doesn't apply to you. Number nine, being liked. Again, this also doesn't apply to you. It applies to salespeople who are too scared to make an offer because they don't want people to dislike them. Maybe this applies 10% to you, because sometimes you don't want to approach certain people because you're like, what are they going to say? What are they going to think of me? Because they're my cousin. Oh, they're my, you know, they're my former colleague. Maybe they'll think I'm desperate. So that's the whole thing about being liked. Ooh, what if they stop liking me because I asked them for money? That's why I'm saying, that's why I'm teaching you this lesson today, because I really want you to be authentic. I want you to be comfortable. I don't want you to be salesy. I don't want people to feel like you're trying to sell them something. I want people to be excited when you talk to them about this, to be really excited and say, oh my goodness, I like what you're proposing. It sounds so cool. Yes, I'd love to partner with you. And yes, I'd love to get the return you're promising. Yes, I'm happy to wait a year to get my money from you. But this is really, really exciting. That's the energy I want people you talk to carry. But they'll only get that energy from you. The energy you come with is going to induce the energy they receive your message with. Okay. And then the last one, close, you know, never have to close. Again, I think 8, 9, and 10, they don't really apply to you that much, because there's nothing to close here. You don't have to close this deal. You just make you just propose an idea, literally. You just propose an idea. They can just say yes or no. Simple, okay? There's no need, you're not trying to sell anything. There's no need for closing a thing. So these last three, they really don't apply that much to you. The reason I'm teaching you this today is because I really just want you to manage your own emotions, because your emotions will affect your results. Really that simple. It's either your fear will make you not to want to take action, to be too scared to take action, or when you do take action, because you are desperate and needy, you will come across that way, which will make people a bit uncomfortable. And when they're uncomfortable, they won't give you their money. You know, so I'm just teaching you to be as authentic and be yourself and be very comfortable under your skin, and don't focus on yourself and your need for money. Focus on the opportunity that you have that could change their lives. How that extra 10 grand coming from you when you're paying them back, how that could impact, you know, their lives. What can they do with an extra 10 grand? They could pay, you know, for a car installment. They could pay, put a down payment on children's fees. They could buy Christmas presents for 2021. I mean, who knows, right, what they would do with the money. But the bottom line is that you would be bringing them, you know, an extra money from the investment they made with you. Okay, I don't like to keep this long, as you guys know. I'm leaving it here. Of course, look, if you've got any questions, you know the story. You've got access to me. If you've got any questions at all, just reach out to me. This is it, guys. Thank you for your time, of course, and for taking part in these sessions. Righty, go do it. Bye-bye.